Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So is it a good thing if people unsubscribe from your email list? I think the first time it happens, most of us, we get a little bit upset, or we get a little bit emotional, or maybe we do a gut check and we say, did I do something wrong? What did I do wrong? And the reality is maybe you did something right. Getting people to unsubscribe from your email list might actually be the sign that you're moving in the right direction. What do I mean by that? Look, I say often that clarity attracts and confusion repels. And some people think that means that if you have clarity, everybody's always gonna be drawn to you. Actually, no. Clarity attracts unsubscribes sometimes. Did you catch that? Clarity attracts unsubscribes at times. That means that if you're really clear, the people who are not your future clients, that are not part of your tribe, that are not your people, they will run. This happened just the last week, several times. You see, I was writing out some emails to our wonderful tribe, our wonderful subscribers, the people who've raised their hand and said, hey, Carrie, whatever you're putting out, I want to consume it. I think it's helpful. And I put some pretty bold statements in these recent emails. Why? Because I believe that it's time to get unstuck. It's time to get in the game. It's time to be a soul on fire. And so I put some pretty bold statements in some emails. And they were uplifting, they were edifying, but I basically was challenging people to stop being apathetic. I was challenging people to basically show up filled up in their own life, to stop going through the motion, to stop being victims. Because listen, we all struggle with that. We all have those tendencies at times. I know I do. So as a result, these several people, not a lot, but several people unsubscribed. In fact, 11 people complained, which means that they didn't only unsubscribe, they were angry. And probably a few hundred unsubscribed. And listen, man, I'm just being real with you. In the days of old, if I would have done that, if that would have happened to me years back, wow, I would have been devastated, because I'm a recovering people pleaser like some of you. And you know, when someone was not okay with what I said, it would bug me. And it's not that I'm cavalier. It's not that I'm trying to be, you know, just reckless. But it's once you know what your mission is, people will not get you. Not everyone will get you. And if that's a problem for you, you're going to be enslaved. In fact, that's what my favorite book says. It says that the fear of man, the fear of woman, the fear of people is actually a snare around your neck. You will be held back in your mission and your purpose if you choose to let other people be your God and let other people keep you down, shut you up, hold you back. That, my friend, is the kiss of death. That is the conditions of imprisonment. No wonder why most people feel like they are imprisoned in their own life. It's because they are not free to speak the truth. So I want to challenge you, I want to encourage you that we responded back to these people as gracious as we could, but we didn't apologize for our clarity. And who knows, maybe some will come back, maybe some will cuss me out and run away for life, but that's okay. At the end of the day, I can look in the mirror and say, you know what, I've had integrity, and that to me is worth far more than other people's approval. I hope this challenges you. If you know someone who would benefit from this, tag them, share it, because we need people who are unleashed, people who not are reckless, but who have been thoughtful and then speak boldly and courageously and challenge other people to reach their best level. Be a soul on fire. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.